Now, coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. at Eglinton St. George's United Church, a very special concert because the Elmer Eisler Singers are welcoming in the Vancouver Chamber Choir. No ordinary concert because this is part of the VCC's Music C2C farewell tour that's going across Canada for John Washburn, their esteemed conductor, who has been their artistic director for 48 years. And joining us in the studio is, in fact, John Washburn and Lydia Adams, conductor of the Elmer Eisler Singers. Good morning to both of you.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I want to start off with you, John. Back in 1971,
yes.
Did you ever think to yourself, I'm going to be the head of this group for 48 years?
No, I did not.
No?
In fact, 16 years ago, I didn't think I was going to be. 16 years ago, I told the board of the Chamber Choir that I would be retiring in 10 years. Because.
Did they not believe you? Or?
Well, my goal was Jack Avison was the conductor of the CBC Vancouver Orchestra for 42 years. And my goal was to match that, not to surpass,
okay,
just to match that 42 years. And that was 10 years hence, you see. So.
Wow. So what made you stay on for the extras?
Greed.
Yeah.
At least you're honest.
Musical greed.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah, all you right. know, when you've got a great group, you want to stay as long as you can.
Right, right. And Lydia, what's this like? I mean, because you have an outstanding choral ensemble yourself, and then you, I mean, I know you guys do concerts together, but to bring in another set of voices, I mean, it must be. Is it overwhelming sometimes?
I think of it as duo dynamism.
Ah.
For me, it's, you know, the groups have worked together really a good number of times through the years. And every time the groups come together, it's like, even if they don't know each other, the new singers, it's like they've known each other all their lives.
Wow.
And so they come right in, they go right to work, they have a joke, like it's the atmosphere is, I mean, it's hardworking, but light. Mm-hmm. And maintain great sense of humor, and John's about to make another point.
It's like having a twin sister.
Yeah, that's
wow.
right, actually.
You know, that mm-hmm. you don't see, mm-hmm. but then when you get together, it just locks in.
Is that because the two of you have similar philosophies as conductors?
We don't know. We just make music.
You just don't want to question
music.
It.
You get together and you put the choirs together, mm-hmm. and it's like a big super choir.
Yeah, that's absolutely fabulous. And you know, John and I have known each other for a good number of years because mm-hmm. I think we first met when I was hired by Choirs Ontario to play for the Ontario Youth Choir.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, was this 1991, John? Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And John was hired to be the conductor.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first time we sort of really worked together closely. And of
fabulous.
Course, it was just, you know, wonderful.
Hand in glove.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We've had a great, you know, relationship. And it's been fantastic to work with John now with the two choirs.
That must be rare, though, for, as you say, hand in glove. For
yes.
two ensembles to come together like that.
Yes. I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is. But
extremely.
You know, at one point there were three professional choirs
mm-hmm.
in Canada, one in Vancouver, one in Toronto, one in Montreal,
yes.
the Tudor Singers.
Yes, yes, yes.
Way back when.
Yeah.
And we really had good feelings
yeah.
Among the groups. We always would work together when we were in each other's city.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we lost the Tudor Singers,
yeah.
but we've continued that and it's just been terrific.
How has this cross-country tour been going?
Oh, it's been pretty nice. Pretty nice. Lot of snow.
Well, that's what happens
everywhere
when you go
we
February
go.
February and March.
Yeah,
you've been out west.
Yeah.
Well, you've been in Edmonton,
yeah.
and
we've been so far. We've been to Edmonton, Calgary, Lethbridge, Regina.
Wow!
Now we're here in Toronto. We missed our rehearsal last night because of the air getting here from Regina.
Oh and, my goodness!
Wait, oh
wait,
yeah.
So you
yeah.
got in late last night?
Oh yeah.
And you're here this morning?
Oh yes.
Thank you.
I'm here.
Yeah.
But then we head on to St. John's, Newfoundland, and we have quite a residency there. We're about 4 days.
Nice.
And then we hit Nova Scotia, Halifax, Antigonish, Wolfville, Amherst, and Lunenburg.
That's quite
five
a tour.
Nights.
That's all oh, five nights. Oh, man. Are you kind of glad this is the farewell tour? I mean, if it's that
well,
heavy an itinerary.
You know, it may just kill me right off.
John, I think, have you done, like, it's 91 tours with the choir?
Oh, my.
Is my 91st.
Good Lord.
No, it's the choir's 91st tour and my 90th because they did one tour without me.
How could they have done that?
Well, It was Bach here, and we went. They went to Edmonton to do St. Matthew Passion with the Eisler Singers and the Pro Choral,
right?
With Elmer conducting.
Yep. Oh my goodness!
And
wow.
I had another gig somewhere.
Wow!
So I didn't go with them.
What's it like putting together a program like you have? Let's talk about the program you both choirs are performing.
Well, we really like to. Put something, you know, with the both choirs together, something that John conducts, something that I conduct, and then the choirs each do their, you know, some individual set, an individual set.
Right.
So John and I start talking early on by email and saying, well, you know, we'd have to, time to put together, what are you thinking we'd like to do together?
Mm-hmm.
And so then it was really great because John had a list of music that... He has on the tour, and he said, would you like to do any of these? And one of them happened to be the Benjamin Britten, Hymn to St. Cecilia. I said, oh, I'd love to do that.
Yum.
One of my favorite works in the whole world. And then John chose to do beautiful The Ave Verum by Iman Ramage. And because John and I have both, you know, we both have worked with Iman a lot, but John's done a tremendous amount with Iman. And then the John's own arrangement of some spirituals, Rise, Shine, at the end to finish the program. And then we each chose, you know, a really, I think, lovely set to showcase our choirs.
The chamber choir's repertoire for this tour is our top 10 list.
Okay.
We looked at how many times we've done every piece in our repertoire and took the top 10.
Nice.
And
the greatest hits tour.
Yes, the highest one is the Debussy Trois Chansons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 127 performances or something like that.
Wow.
And so that's where we started from, but it included, for instance, the Britten. The pieces that we've taken on tour a lot.
Right.
Is
right.
Really what, but it's so we chamber choir sings a set, Eisler sings a set, and then we do two sets together.
Mm-hmm.
One she conducts and one I conduct.
Well,
it's all very equal.
That's very nice. What are you going to do now?
Well,
I mean, at the end of this tour,
What you mean.
Yeah.
I've given this some serious thought.
Good.
And I think what I'm going to do is get a cell phone. Because, you know,
step
you can just fill in hours with those things.
It's
and,
true.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. Another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to read all the instruction books for the electronic equipment that,
that
I
you have.
That
you have lying around?
That I have never read, because I know I can do things. They can do things that I don't know how to do.
Right, right.
Thirdly.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to listen to all of the CDs I have that still have the original plastic.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Well, you quite a full itinerary right there.
You know, it's a lifetime.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic concert. I mean, people should be getting out to this because this is literally going to be a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see these two groups with John Washburn and Lydia Adams together again. And you should be very proud of your career. I certainly thank you so much for coming in today, both of you. I've been speaking to Lydia Adams, the conductor of the Elmer Eisler Singers, and John Washburn, the artistic director and soon-to-be conductor emeritus of the Vancouver Chamber Choir. They are in concert tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m. at the Eglinton St. George's United Church. If you want to get tickets, and shame on you if you don't, the number is 416-217-0537, or you can get them at the door. Thank you so much, both of you.
Y'all come.
Thank you so much.